all about young children, social-emotional development, expression and regulation of emotion at around 8 months of age. Expression and regulation of emotion. Examples of children communicating about and managing their feelings and behavior at around 8 months. In the first video clip, a child is upset and starts to cry while being held by a teacher who says comforting words to the child and holds up a soft toy for him to reach. The teacher picks up the child while saying comforting words to him. The child calms and makes contented sounds as the adult says, "Yeah, yeah," and continues to say comforting words in a soft voice.
Luna, hey.
In the second video clip, a child is holding a rattle in her mouth. A teacher, seated on the floor a few feet away, says, "Luna, Luna." Luna takes the rattle out of her mouth and turns to look at the teacher. Luna shakes the rattle a little and smiles broadly. The teacher says, "Hey," in a sing-song voice. In the third video clip, a child on the teacher's lap is looking at photos in plastic covers. The child and teacher hold on to the photos together. The teacher uncovers a photo of a baby about the age of the child on her lap. The child reaches toward the photo as the teacher whispers, "Zachary." The child makes sounds, pats the photo, and then pulls on it as the teacher says, "Yeah, Zachary." In the fourth video clip, a child with a bottle of milk looks up at a teacher who is holding another child while seated on the floor. The child with the milk turns away from the teacher and puts the bottle nipple in his mouth. The teacher pats him on the back and says something about the bottle. The other child makes a fussy sound and looks upset. The teacher says to him that she knows they should get him a bottle. The child starts to cry. The teacher holds the child closer and says, "Should we get a bottle?" The child cries harder as the teacher comforts him. In the fifth video clip, a child who is crying is being held and comforted by a teacher who is seated on the floor, as a second child sits between the teacher's legs with his back to the teacher and looks at a nearby rattle. The first child cries a little harder. The second child turns and looks up at the other child and teacher. The second child starts to fuss. Then he turns away, calms a little, and starts to suck on his thumb. The first child continues to cry as the teacher tries to comfort him by saying, "I'm sorry," and repositioning his body. The teacher then looks at the child's face, pats him, and says, "Oh, honey, that hurts." Parent discussion of children's expression and regulation of emotion at around 8 months. Slate 4. All about young children, social-emotional development, expression and regulation of emotion at around 8 months of age.
The first thing that came up to me is how attentive the caregivers are and how important those first relationships are. I mean, ideally the parents are the primary caregivers, but just how significant the secondary caregivers are. And you could see that all those relationships, they really cared about the needs of the children, and the children could sense that. And I noticed that even with my own son, the daycare that he goes to, the assistant, he came home one day and he said, "Mommy, I love three girls. I love my grandma, I love my mom, and I love my Miss Arifa." So it just really signifies how important those initial relationships are in the development of the children being able to regulate their emotions.
You know, and I also saw that the caregivers were in tune to the children's needs, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, she saw that with the first video, she saw that the little boy was crying because maybe he wanted a bottle just like the other boy. Mm-hmm. You know, and it appeared that maybe that is what was wrong with the child. And then in the second clip, the caregiver was trying to soothe the child, you know, and it, she, even though the child was taking a long time to soothe, she still continued to soothe her.
Mm-hmm. You can tell by the different emotions what they want. Mm-hmm. And I'm noticing that with my 1 month old. Like, even though she's younger and she knows she's smaller, just by certain things she do. So if I put her on my shoulder and she comes over back into my face, I'm like, you're hungry. Because she's like trying to let me know, like, I'm hungry. Like, just certain characteristics that they do, you know, even as young as that, it's like certain sounds or certain cries, you know. Like, you can know a pain cry over a hungry cry. You know, you really pay attention and you sit there. Even with my son, I noticed when he wanted something. If he wanted a toy, it was a different cry than I'm hungry. Mm-hmm. Like, it's totally different. And then when you spend that time and you learn them, you're like, okay, I know why you're crying. I know something's wrong, like you're in pain, or you're just hungry, or nothing wrong with you, just want to fuss.
I mean, naturally, they cry when they're hungry, they cry when they need a diaper change, they cry when they want to be held. I mean, it's different with the caretakers. I know they're, you know, they're doing their job and they're you know, caring for the children, but it's totally different when they're with the parents. Us parents, we have to figure out, like, okay, what can we do, and, you know, to calm our kids down. What can we do? What can we say? Where can we take them to, like, at least calm them down? And it's weird because, you know, these kids know us compared to the caretakers, and that's the funny thing about it. I laugh about that. But to me, the, you know, it doesn't matter if the kids is 8 months, 18 months, you know, 48 months or whatever. The kids are going to show emotion, period. And, you know, regardless of anything, they're going to let us know what they want and when they want it and how they want it, I think, you know. But that's just my opinion with my daughter, so.
And they're problem solvers from the start. Mm-hmm. They know, hey, if I cry a certain way, I can get a bottle because I'm hungry. I need to be changed, I can cry a certain way, they're gonna come running. If I want something, if I wanna go to sleep, they're problem solvers, they're smart. All kids are coming out, they're smart. They know how to get our attention, they know how to get what they want right off the bat. Problem solvers, right off the bat.
And even if it's not necessarily crying, at that age, my son was showing me a lot just by his body language. Mm-hmm. Like, if he pooped, he would just start squirming. Like, and I'd be like, okay, why are you doing the wormy dance? And as soon as I look in his diaper, he pooped. When he didn't, he had a clean diaper, he was sitting there fine, just like you and me. But if it was a bottle on the table and I had him in my arm, he would kind of look over and start whining. I would know, okay, what are you looking over there for? But the body language had a lot to do with that, even if it wasn't the crying. But cries are, like you guys said, very distinctive, yeah. Very distinctive.
A special thanks to the programs and families, without whose help this video series would not have been possible. All About Young Children is a product of the California Department of Education, developed by WestEd. Copyright 2013, California Department of Education.